The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This is the place where editors and contributors to Audiophile let us know what they're listening to, and we get their take on it. Emily Connolly is an editor at Audiophile, and she's with me this whole week, and it's always such a pleasure, Emily. Hello.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm well, and I'm excited to talk about today's audiobook. It is Black Sun by Rebecca Roanhorse, and it has four narrators, Kara G., Nicole Lewis, Kaipo Schwab, and Sean Taylor Corbett. And it's the start of another epic fantasy series.
Oh, so this is the second series you're starting with us this week so far. And it's only Wednesday.
Yes.
My goodness. Okay, so just give me the arc of the story. Tell me about this fantasy world she's creating.
Sure. So this fantasy is inspired by pre-Columbian American civilizations. It's really beautifully narrated, and each narrator is reading overlapping storylines that build to this very explosive ending. So you have Nicole Lewis narrating as this woman, Shiala, with a really smooth and almost languid voice, though she amplifies the tension in moments of action. And Shiala is a teak woman who we first meet when she's waking up in a jail cell, having been caught sleeping with someone else's wife. And she's hired on to caption a canoe going to the city of Tova in time for the solstice. And she's supposed to deliver this mysterious passenger, Serapio. And so that is actually one of the other perspectives we get, too.
And I'm curious about the arc of the story. I mean, I understand it's epic, so it's big, but what are they moving towards, or what's the challenge? What's the goal that they're striving for?
Sure. So we're moving towards the solstice, and a lot of that comes from this next character, Serapio,
okay,
who's voiced by Sean Taylor Corbett. And we meet him at the very beginning when he was blinded by his mother when he was 12.
What?
And she sacrificed herself in order to make him become this god, the crow god, reborn
moly
in him. And he's working to get to Tova when the solstice happens to, I don't want to spoil anything, but to try to take over, let's say, and overthrow the people who've been in charge there.
Okay, so there's an overthrow thing going on.
There is.
Okay.
And so we have these overlapping narrations between Shiala and Serapio. And then we also have this sun priest, Narampa, who's narrated by Kara G. And this is a woman who was born in the slums in Tova, this city that they're working towards, those other characters. And Narampa has worked her way from being a servant in this tower to being a leader, one of the priests. And there's a lot in these sections, there's a lot of priestly politics that Kara's really great at narrating. You can follow along with what's going on, even though it can be a little confusing if you're not listening closely.
Okay.
And she's trying to help the priesthood regain its status, but not very much goes according to plan.
Well, I want to hear a little. And so set this up and tell me which of the four narrators, if not all of them, will be listening to.
Sure. So in this section, we're going to hear from Nicole Lewis narrating as Shiala. And she's waking up disoriented and hungover in jail.
Okay. And this is Black Sun by Rebecca Roanhorse.
The skinny woman, the one who had kicked her, cackled. She was missing teeth. The two front, and another lower one. Shiala wondered if they'd rotted out, or she had sold them. She looked like someone who might have sold them.
"This ain't a merchant lord's house," the woman said, grinning. "That's for sure."
Thank the lesser gods for that, at least, she said, and meant it. She was no fan of merchant lords. In fact, it was working for a merchant lord that had landed her here, in an admittedly roundabout way. If Lord Pesh hadn't tried to double-cross her, she wouldn't have had to throw him into the ocean. She hadn't stuck around to see if he was rescued or not, choosing instead to retreat to a cliffside cantina that looked much too seedy for someone like Lord Pesh to frequent. Disgusted with the double-cross and her sour luck, she decided to drink. She would have decided to drink anyway, but it never hurt to have a good excuse.
So she threw him in the river.
Yeah.
I like her. I feel like I could hang out with her.
Yeah, I think she might be my favorite character in the story.
There's a liveliness, and I like the narration very much.
Yes.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing, an independent audiobook publisher that's now also publishing print books and ebooks, including Cecilia Aragon's memoir, Flying Free, which tells the odds-defying story of how she became the first Latina pilot on the U.S. aerobatic team. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.